On the show today, we have Element's chief innovator, Linda Bodie, talking about their internal social network and how it's benefited the credit union. So check it out. My first question, though, is why would anybody want to create a social network within their business or organization?
Well, good question. And it's not anything that I planned on doing. It just happened. I found out about a tool called Yammer back in 2008 when they first introduced the product. And it was basically Facebook for your work. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this sounds interesting. You know, people like Facebook. They like being social. I wonder how we could do something business related that might tap into the business world and make things better. Mm-hmm. So I just started playing with Yammer and figured out it did have business applications. And about, 7 years later, here we are still using it and still growing with it.
So, what did you like about Yammer that... that kind of caught your eye and kind of, this is all based on a story. I should have prefaced this. This is all based on a story that you wrote for CU Water Cooler. And it was just all about how you incorporate the social network within your credit union. And it's been wonderful. I mean, it's the numerous benefits. And so my question is, you know, why Yammer and how did you go with it? I mean, where did you go with it?
Well, I really hate email. I think everybody hates email. You have too much email to difficult to track and follow. And also, we had a company intranet, which I was maintaining, and that was a pain to maintain as well. So I thought a social network might alleviate the email and the intranet and might drive employee engagement, real-time conversations, mm-hmm. incorporate some fun. It's easy to use. Almost all my employees use Facebook. So they were familiar.
Yeah.
So there was no training on how to use the technology. The other stuff I had to teach them how to use it. Now it's like, oh, it's just like Facebook. I understand perfectly. I can like it. I can post comments. Yeah. I can upload goofy pictures. You can do, serious stuff too at the credit union.
Sure.
But it also allowed us to keep in touch with our branches. We have 3 branches.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of times when you don't see the people, you're not in physical contact with them, but you actually like them and you want to talk to them. And this is one way to follow and keep up to date on what others are doing and for us to share information. So there are lots of different ways that we've evolved the usage of this social network. So I'm sure you probably want to know what those ways are, right?
That was my next question. You read my mind. Thank you.
It's crazy like that.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So we use it for general information. So to keep people up to date with rules, regulation. Hey, today is President's Day or tomorrow's President's Day. We're going to be closed. That sort of thing. So just general housekeeping things. Mm-hmm. We have different groups. Make up your own groups. Again, it's just like Facebook, so just think Facebook for your business. So we have a category called Make Their Day Stories, and this allows our employees to share stories where they've helped a member or something special has happened. They've exhibited the Element way, the mm-hmm. Element promise, mm-hmm. and this way everybody gets to see the story and everybody gets to comment and learn. Instead of trying to track down an email, so it's empowering to see how everyone's affecting our members. So that's probably the most favorite category that people like to follow. Mm-hmm. The newest category is cybersecurity. So any kind of data breaches issues out there, this is a good place for that, and they know immediately what's going on and. How our members might be affected or how they might be affected. So they can track that in real time. Job opportunities, if you have internal job postings, we use it for that. We do our own debit cards. We make our own designs. We print the cards in-house. So every time we make some new designs, we showcase them on the social network and people vote on them and make funny comments. Yeah, again, and they're aware and they're being educated on products and services in a fun way. So they know, oh my gosh, I know we just got this new butterfly debit card image. I think so-and-so might be interested in this image. So it's engaging them. You're teaching them things without them knowing you're teaching them things, and it's fun.
And that's the key word there. You're making it fun. And you don't even realize you're learning something when it's, you know, right. It's fun. So it's really cool. Kind of subtle that way. I like that.
Yep.
But I think kind of the overall picture here is that you're really bonding your staff, you know? I mean, this is because you mentioned in the beginning that there are people at other branches that they don't see or anything like that, but you like them and you want to socialize or you want to talk to them or you want to do stuff with them, but they're at another location. So, I mean, it seems like it really bonds your team and keeps people informed and keeps people motivated, keeps the morale up, I could imagine. I mean, it sounds like an all-around cool deal, but I think the next question that are probably on a lot of people's minds, especially those at Creighton's, what about rules and regulations and policies? How are you getting around that? Or what's up with that?
Well, we have the one guiding rule, which you probably read in the article, is don't post anything on your mother or the whole world to see. And so if you follow that one rule, you're going to be safe. You're not going to share any information that's going to be sensitive or that could get you in trouble in any other way. I got myself in trouble on Facebook back in the day when it was first introduced, and I talked about my tattoo, and you know, my mom was on Facebook. So
you have a what?
Yeah, well, I have two now, so just don't tell my mom.
No, just between us.
Right, and whoever's watching this, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all about communication and sensibility and knowing how to use the tool. And just basic common sense.
Yep.
We do have a policy. You don't post any sensitive information. It's all about culture and learning and sharing. It's not about judgment or condemnation or anything like that. It's all a positive experience. Yep. So, and the site is SSL protected. It meets all the industry standards. There are two different types of networks you can create, though. You can create one specific to your own domain, so only people with elementfcu.org email addresses could join.
Mm-hmm.
That's another protection.
That's
or
cool.
You could open up and use just a generic network and invite whoever you want to to your network. So you could create any kind of social network. You could create a CU broadcast network. Mm-hmm. You could create a credit union innovators network.
Nice.
Or we love kittens network. So
I'll get on that one quickly.
I mean, it's all whatever you want to create.
Right,
and,
right.
I've not had any regulatory issues. Again, it's just, it's not for that type of information.
Yeah.
So if you want to use it for that, I would caution, and I would get a attorney to review your policy and make sure everything's good.
Yeah.
But that's how we do it.
Gotcha. I mean, how do you see it? We talked about all the benefits and stuff, but I mean, how do you see it benefiting your credit? I mean, looking at it, kind of stepping back and looking at it after you said you've been using it for 7 years now, and like, what have you seen at your credit union that has really blossomed because of this?
Well, it's definitely helped our culture grow and evolve. We have this culture of transparency and relationships and helping each other and acting like a true team. So this has really made it really work, because people have learned some personal things about each other and have been able to support each other through some hard times. We've laughed, we've cried, we've done everything. So there's an emotional bond there that has grown over time.
Exactly.
The communication is now easy to follow. Instead of, again, searching for an email, you're searching for a hashtag, or you're looking at a group to follow a conversation. And our employees are just more engaged. I mean, they're into it. They get it. They live it. And it's all over improved teamwork and quality of life.
Right,
if you want to go that far.
Right on. All right. Last question for you, Linda. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to, or that may want to venture down this intra-social media network venture?
Yeah, take baby steps. But you also need to have the culture. If you have that top-down management style and you're the boss and they're the people who are supposed to carry out your duties, it might not be the right tool for you. If you want a conversation starter, then you really need to have the culture that you have this type of relationship. You can't tool, you can't use it as an evaluation tool, right. You can't condemn. It's all about sharing, right. And building and learning. And of course, the most important thing is to make it fun.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, they will not use it. So throw in some goofy pictures, some goofy stories, and people respond and engage.
Exactly. And I can see it also kind of makes you look forward to going to work, you know? So what's going on with so-and-so today? Or, you know, they posted that picture right before work ended yesterday. Wow, let's, you know, find out what happened. So it's right. Kind of makes it fun to come to work, too, I would imagine.
And there's even an app. So you can get a Yammer app, which many of our employees have on their phones. So even when they're not at work, they're peeking in sometimes to see what's going on. But tell anyone.
I won't tell anybody. Nobody. Very cool stuff, Linda. And one of the things I want to add in this thing is it only took you like what, maybe 20 minutes to set up, pretty much. I mean, you had people using it within a half hour, it seemed like, and that's pretty darn good.
Right. Yeah, it was very easy. Again, just like Facebook, I set up my own admin account. I made up a couple of groups. I did some investigation, uploaded my picture. You know, that's the most important thing, is to get your picture on there.
Yes.
Then I was like, I invited my management team and said, let's play with this and see what we can do. Yeah. and learn and evolve. And so that's what we've done over the years.
Right on. Well done. Good job. I like to see stuff like this. And it's just, I mean, you know, your job for like, what, 8-9 hours, some of us 10 hours a day or whatever. Make it fun, you know?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
This is one way of doing it and building a closer team as well. So well done. I like to see stuff like this. Good job. Anything else to add, Linda, before we wrap up here?
I think we're done.
All righty. Sounds good to me.
All right.
Well, keep up the good work there, will you?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Linda. Appreciate the time.
All right.